Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
This is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, and you're listening to heritageradionetwork.org.
Yeah, it's that's the national anthem of PBS, and you're listening to Roberta's Radio.
That's the song they play at the top of all cricket games.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just grew up watching Monty Python on fucking PBS when I was a kid.
It's called a cricket duel.
Yeah. You know what time it is? It's actually an hour earlier than it was last week.
To my body,
I'm 7:30, and I'm having trouble adjusting.
My gout's acting up.
I bet all that liver and onions you ate before the show.
I don't like vegetables.
Of course,
not a lot of nutrients.
Except for the onions and the liver and onions, but the liver masks the flavor of the onions. That is Dr. Michael Zoman. He had his customary pre-election meal today. Lots of liver and onions.
Rye toast,
nice marbled rye. It looked good.
No, dark rye.
Was it? The light's so low at Cipriani's when we do
There's a lot of butter on it.
When we do our pre-production.
Maybe that's what you
could be the spiral you saw.
That's Cipriani's Fie Dye. Benjamin Harrison, Snake Manager, is with us today.
Hello.
From the central office, I mean, this is a big show for us. One of our favorites, only every 4 years. I think we should do it more. But Stephanie Martinez is joining us as well. And if you can't tell from the open, tonight is election night in America. And this is Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network.punk. And tonight's topic is election. I do want to say disclaimer, probably most of the views and opinions you will hear tonight are not the same views and opinions as perhaps Roberta's Radio or Heritage Radio Network.punk
or anyone,
our
really,
fearless producer, G. Paul Jr., or his father, G. Paul Sr.
Certainly not his dad. We don't want to make that
what
guy
you,
angry.
But what you will hear tonight is options. And we're going to go ahead and roll up our sleeves.
I already have.
Get down and dirty. I have, too, if you can tell by the viewing mechanism.
I'm wearing a sleeveless shirt.
So you didn't have to roll up your sleeves.
Yeah. It's a non-starter for me.
Yeah, heard. You're already in there. He's knee-deep in the election.
I'm knee-deep.
He's also
knee
about...
Deep.
He's
knee-deep in my arms being exposed.
He's also about pectoral deep in our war room hot tub setup. We've got...
Well, that's why we had to roll our sleeves up.
Yeah.
Let's fire up the jets here. I don't know
Let's
how to...
Let's get the jets going.
Oh, that's nice, man.
We're inside the war room.
Yeah.
We built it especially for the election show.
Mm-hmm. All tile. Tile on everything.
Tile on tile on tile. And we are also sitting in the hot tub, which we had installed. Great idea, Benjamin. I thought I couldn't help but second that motion.
Yeah.
I had some of the tiles custom made out of salt.
Well, yeah, because it's got the electrolytes
your body
needs.
The salinity in the room. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it's so nice and crisp and refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rejuvenating me. The water's getting a little low as the night goes on. I've noticed that.
Sure. We might have to pour some more water in here.
Yeah.
Hey, let's... I put in a spigot over there, and I got a hose too.
Hey, watch the language.
Right. How else am I gonna hook up my
hose?
I
think he thought you said Bigfoot.
Oh, Bigfoot, yeah, he's not real.
Also, I'd like everyone to know I've hired an Adam Sandler impersonator to bring water from the spigot over to the hot
water
tub
boy?
Tonight.
Yes, a water
exactly.
boy
as a That's water boy.
Nice, perfect.
You can do it.
Yeah, you can do it all night. Yeah. We all know the movie Waterboy.
I believe that might be where the character Borat sprang from.
It's a rags
Schneider,
to riches tale.
Rob Schneider, is that his name, correct?
Rob Schneider.
Schneider.
Rob
his
Schneider.
His portrayal of the rural moron in The Waterboy.
Yes, the rural moron.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, he's very nice.
Perfect.
Yeah,
how about can
like
we
that.
Get that? You can do it.
Can we get the
from the Waterboy?
JPJ.
Let's do we have the rights for that?
I think on Election Night in America, anything goes.
You can do it!
There we go,
you
right on cue.
We got it.
That's
you
the one. The second one.
You can do it!
Yeah, there it is.
You can do
you
it.
Can do
you
it.
Can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Yes.
You can do yes. it. You can
he got
do
all
it.
Of them.
He's got
one of those.
One of them.
Sounds like Adam Sandler doing that Mexican goat. The one who's like tied
from
up.
SNL.
Also
in
from
fact,
his album.
One of those was Adam
from his
Sandler.
Album.
Yeah. Good ear.
They're
good
all going to laugh
kick me
you.
In the goat ass.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Untie me from this El Camino.
I got it. I got it free. You paid 2 cents. What was it? 1 cent or 2 cents to Old Columbia House Music, and they would send you a bunch of tapes or CDs in the mail, and then you would just have to order X amount of stuff.
And they would send you one a month, and if you opened it and you didn't like it, you had to mail it back. Yeah. And that's a lot for a 13-year-old.
Right.
Yeah. That's how they get you.
You had to get a permission.
Those CDs are
dad.
Like $22 a piece.
Had to borrow some money from the folks to clear that one up.
Learned a valuable lesson. Though.
I changed my whole identity. I was 15 years old. I had to get a new social security number.
Really?
Yeah. A new passport, a new birth certificate, all of it.
You had a guy in town who could do that for you?
Well, I had a guy in Eastern Europe who could do it for me.
Oh, wow. This is at the beginning of the internet. Am I wrong?
Yeah, the tender age of the young internet.
Yes, tender age of the young internet.
IRC chat.
You were on a bulletin board.
I was IRC chatting.
Okay, can you talk about
56K modem?
Did you catfish this doctor into thinking?
I mean, like a precursor
back
to
in the
dark
days
web,
of honesty.
Let's say,
yeah, back
know?
In the days of honesty on the web.
This is how these things were done: telephone scams.
Sure. Did you participate in any of those?
Somewhat. You know, learning how to click a payphone to give you free calls.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Phoning.
Wait,
what's
that? What
there's another
called?
Word. I think there's
no,
a better
freaking.
Word. Freaking. I was freaking.
P-H-R-E.
Freaking.
Yeah. Did you have a red box?
Yeah, but I never like broke into like Mountain Bell, you know, facility
and stole
equipment.
You never broke into
Taco Bell's
Bell.
Taco Bell's incursion detection technology is too advanced. They've been on that. They've been on that for decades.
Kudos to Taco Bell keeping it
plus,
safe.
Plus, you can buy that stuff at the grocery store now. You can buy a Taco Bell kit.
Yeah, you can.
With Taco Bell,
I was always
taco shells.
I was an Ortega,
Taco Bell
man.
Seasoning.
Old El Paso. Old El Paso. Birth to death.
Oh, man. Nice. Dude.
Sorry, it's this warm water.
I know, that warm
sleepy.
Water, hey, man.
It's really creeping up on
did
me.
Did you say Old El Paso?
Did. Somebody did.
Get a rope.
That's not, wow. That's Pace Picante hot sauce. But I'll tell
New
you what.
New York City.
I was a big fan of that stuff, too. You go to Sam's Club and get yourself a gallon jug of it with the
get
handle.
Get a rope.
And then you melt some pre-shredded cheese in the microwave and dip your Ritz crackers in there all night. You
wow.
get yourself a good after-school snack.
Hey, can we get a ding-ding for Ritz cracker reference, huh?
Well, it's all about product placement.
There we go.
Again, they're not sponsoring us, but if they want to.
You know, I'll tell you this, Benjamin. I'm not sure if you're aware, but they named the hotel the Ritz after the
cracker.
Oh,
I'm well aware of it.
Are you
they were the fanciest. They were the fanciest crackers on the market back in the 19th century when they were introduced.
JPJ, Wikipedia is not going to give you all the answers.
First of all, if you don't see a citation for that, then I don't think you should be dinging. You should be giving me
couldn't
points.
Agree more.
All right, I have some
I'll
questions.
Drink to that.
I have some questions. A series of questions.
Right, series of questions. From
okay,
Dr.
then
Michaels
what? Over. Who is Mr. Peanut?
He's a man who's shaped like a peanut and wears a monocle.
Well, he has a disease. Don't be insensitive.
Who's the Utz girl? Who is the national bohemian? What is going on? Are these people related?
Here's a funny story.
How about the Monopoly guy? Is he part of this family? What's going on?
No, he's part of the Bilderberg group.
Yeah,
he's a Rothschild.
He's definitely not part. Yeah, he's a
okay,
he's
well, NWO who's Peanut?
Peanut is a man with a bone regenerative disorder.
He has a bone shell?
No, he has a bone regenerative disorder.
Fibrous nutshell.
You know when you break your arm and the bone grows back new? That's right. So Mr. Peanut has a disease that whenever he breaks something, it grows back all wacky. So he's got
and
a
that's
protective
why he wears
coating.
A monocle.
That's why he wears a monocle, because he doesn't want to damage the orbit of his skull.
I don't buy it.
Well, I mean, why don't you?
You don't
go on
have
Wikipedia
to buy
it.
Sometimes you can go to somebody's house where
we
they
need
have
to do some
Mr.
Genealogy.
Yeah, sometimes you just find
what
some
about
in the cupboard.
Genealogy?
And they don't get stale because they're so salty.
Turn up those jets, JPJ. I'm
yeah, let's
to feel
get.
Good.
We're starting to get.
All right,
get
you know
loosey,
what
loosey.
We need? We need an intern to do some genealogy about the Mr. Peanut.
Hold on,
the Utz girl,
Monsieur
Peugeot,
no good at genealogy. So
the,
I don't
the
think
the Monopoly man.
Funny story about the Natty Bow guy. He lost it. Do you know how he lost his eye?
No, I don't.
No,
you don't.
I haven't watched The Wire.
I always assume World War One. Like
I
in
believe
the
they were.
Combat.
That's in The Wire, right?
It,
when
it
the
is. It's actually revealed in season 3 of The Wire.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that before he became a beer spokesman, he was working for the circus. And he was the only guy in the circus who would volunteer to be the spinning man on the wheel, and the knife thrower would throw stuff at him.
Baltimore circus.
In the Baltimore circus of yore. What they call it? They used to call it the Charm City Circus. That's what they called it originally. And he lost his eye from a knife-throwing incident. He was never the same, and National Bohemian Brewery was kind enough to allow him to be their spokesman. And he was kind of a folk hero.
An eccentric?
Well, he was eccentric. He worked for the circus. But he was a folk hero, and Charm City, all of it, the entire metropolitan area of Baltimore, embraced him. And slowly his legend grew. That's revealed in season 3 of The Wire.
Interesting.
It is.
Now, I think they talk about the origins of the Utz girl, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Do they now?
But my details are foggy.
You don't recall?
Foggy at best.
Foggy at best.
I feel like...
Well, that's just the climate.
Wasn't the Utz girl... I remember reading something about this.
I think it's your glasses are foggy because we're in the hot tub.
Yeah,
and all the salt tiles in here are definitely increasing the salinity in the room.
They're drying out your viscous.
This beer tastes like ocean.
Yeah, I don't know if that was such a good idea, guys.
Hey, check it out. Gatorade is mostly just salt, and it makes you feel good. So
it's Gator salt. Salt from a gator's back.
From gator's tears.
Gotcha.
That's where it gets the name from, because all those salts come from gator crocodile tears.
You ever been to Gainesville?
Gainesville,
Florida.
I have a summer home there, actually.
No.
Bad call on the summer home, but it's a nice place. Well, because it's nowhere near the ocean.
No. I have an inlet. I'm on an inlet.
Oh, wow.
On a river?
It's a great value.
Inlet?
No.
You don't know where you are.
He's the guy. I read about him.
You clearly don't know where Gainesville is.
It's more of a low-lying area that's full of salty mud fluid.
The low country.
It connects to the ocean via a series
of
partially drained canals.
Right.
I would call them mud bars more. There's some dead mangroves in there. It's beautiful. You can get to the ocean.
Do you get mud bugs out of there?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you.
Hey,
it's a nice white noise source, though.
You got
I find it very easy to go to sleep.
That language that exists doesn't exist anywhere else.
Oh, the ones that the sunken, those that rise from the abyss when they chitter at each other at night when they come up to your porch and just look at you. I don't know if that's language, or I don't know why everyone's just dumping on Gainesville. It's a lovely place right now, my summer home.
Hey, I said I liked it, but you just described some kind of race of creatures.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that the origin of man began in Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, they crawled up from the sea.
Chitter chattering.
Yeah.
Looking in your windows.
You guys know about Chud. We talked about Chuds last time. Underground. This is underwater. This is a different kind of Chud entirely. Underwater humanoid.
It's a hood.
Dwellers.
Look.
Hood.
Humanoid underground dwellers.
Humanoid underground.
Humanoid.
No, underground humanoid underwater dwellers.
Dweller, yeah.
Thank you. A hood.
That's on Wikipedia.
A hood. Humanoid underground dweller.
Yeah, the mud ones.
A mud dwelling humanoid underground dweller.
Did you guys take a class or something? Because this is a lot of what they sound like.
I've taken a few classes in my day.
Mahud. I can't wait to get back to Gainesville and try to talk to these idiots, man. This is going to be good. I want to make some inroads.
When they're looking in your window, get out of here.
We'll see you.
Yeah, I want to tell them to leave because their glowing eyes keep me up at night.
Yeah.
See you down at the Hawk Hotel. I'm sorry, where were we?
We were talking about creatures that rise up out of the mud.
No, before that.
Before that, I was just trying to scoop some of the debris out of this war room.
We were talking about...
Like, whose lime is this? This is gross.
Before that, where were we?
Gainesville.
Salt tiles.
Yeah.
But what about before that?
Gatorade.
Yeah. Crocodile tears.
Okay, and before that?
Natty
Bo origin
Natty Bo.
Story.
No.
Charm City
the
Circus.
Utz girl.
Election.
Oh, the Utz girl.
And
I
then
thought
before
that.
That
was
Bo
the
Charm City
and
Circus.
Before that, the Peanut.
Hey, look, JPJ, your old
the
man.
The election.
Your old man ain't going to force the topic upon us tonight.
Well, he can.
Tonight we ride. Election night in America. Where were we?
We were talking about. Well, we are going back. We got to Mr. Peanut. And we were going to go
to the Constitution. We're good people.
Hey, like this.
We are good people. We were talking about talking about.
And it's a good place. Here we are in the middle of it, right up on the mountain. If this son of a bitch wants that bitch about his cows over here, and shoot at me, well, it's our country. It's not theirs. It's not a bunch of used car dealers from Southern California.
I think we should...
Democracy, you have to be a player.
I think we should reset.
Why?
Thank you, JPJ, for allowing
what
us
What about
to
just
reset.
A stream of consciousness flow?
Oh, I think we did it for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, we're coming off of that right now.
I'm high on it.
You're high on that. The weird salt
fumes. It's called
there.
A conversation, frankly.
Yeah, can we turn the jets on again?
No rules. JPJ?
Yeah, I need to get my back loosened.
Can we get a tray of sandwiches so we can have a conversation in here?
I'll take some chicken fingers. Actually.
I'm going to be honest with everyone in the room. I was ready to throw away the topic and just go stream of consciousness.
Just go full.
Just
full
go
surrealist.
Off the cuff.
Yeah.
Spontaneity.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm still there. I'm right there with you.
Let it rule the night. If you're in a polling place right now, let spontaneity rule your vote.
Spin the wheel, Raggedy Man.
Spin the wheel. Don't hit the Natty Bow guy in the eye. He only has one.
No, you want to write him in. Don't hit him in the eye. He only has one.
No, write him in. And I have a great write-in vote. I have a great write-in vote. He's Natty Bow guy.
Natty Bow guy. I mean,
is that legally binding?
He's married to the Utz girl. They'll vote the same, or they'll be part of the same political.
Do you think that they'll vote? Do you think that they'll vote for each other because they love each other so much?
Yeah, I do. Because they're a match made in heaven.
That's a great write-in.
Have you ever? They won't vote for themselves. They'll vote for each other. Southern Carolina.
Carolina-style barbecue chip and drank an ice-cold can of Natty Bow.
Didn't we do that?
It's great.
No, you did that.
I feel like we did that on the air.
We were
in North Carolina one time.
Have you been to Baltimore?
Never. Charm City? Never.
Not once.
I've been.
It's a true shame.
It's great.
I've been to Denver.
Sure, so have I many times.
I've been in the airport.
In Denver?
Yeah, they used to have that one restaurant that you just smoke in, but I heard it is dead.
Yeah, they took the windows out and you can't smoke there anymore. Thank God.
I sat inside
that place for the first time in September.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because...
Man, I was smoking there
smell like
a long
cigarettes?
Time ago.
Kind of.
I was smoking there.
The service was so bad, I almost lost my mind.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me in because I didn't have enough money to buy an alcoholic beverage, so they wouldn't let me smoke in the bar area, which is the only area you could smoke in, but it's open to the rest of the fucking enclosed restaurant. I'm going to curse tonight. I'm sorry. It's election night in America. I'm going to curse. Shows for voters tonight.
For me, after
if you can get, vote, you can cuss.
For me, after you get through
you can
security,
go kill somebody before you can vote.
Fuck this.
I can go kill somebody before I can cuss too.
Oh.
Dr. Zoman dropped his microphone.
I think
in the
somebody
water.
Just
it's
got killed
a minute before he.
We're just chilling in the hot tub.
No, it's fine. He's got sticky fingers.
Fuck this.
What's the problem, Dr. Zoman?
Fuck this. Fuck you guys.
Wow.
Don't tread on me. That's what he's saying.
Wow. That's exactly what he's saying. I can only
his civil rights are being violated.
I can only assume who he voted for.
Yeah. Whiny little bitch.
He's violating my civil rights right now.
You know what, Dave? Fuck you. I'm the talent here.
Dave's not here, man.
For those of you who don't have the viewing mechanism, Dr. Zoman is completely off book. His microphone is bobbing up and down in the water rather suggestively. Yeah, I know. I was about to scoop it out, but I didn't want to touch it. Stephanie Martinez from the central office is scowling very disapprovingly at the situation. Does she have no control over him?
What's the story here?
We have a new addition to the room. It's our foreign correspondent, Sheree Burnett.
Hello, Eric.
Fantastic. Hello. Good evening. Where is it? What time is it where you are?
Well, I'm right in front of you, so...
Okay. Well, we've
like not, six,
it's the same time.
So not referring to the holo projection technology.
Check the psycho clock!
Yeah, we're checking it. 6:49 and 30 seconds. Okay. No, keep the jets going, JPJ. I'm loving it. Like, my lower back gets a little tight.
Feeling really relaxed. There it is.
Foreign correspondent Sheree Burnett, what is the international forecast for the political climate?
We expect lots of... comedy. That's already happened, actually.
And what else?
You're welcome.
You mean right here tonight, right? That's what you meant by
yeah,
that?
Yeah, she's
right
referring to tonight. The show that we're doing
Everybody's
right now,
which tuning
is obviously
in
very funny.
Europe.
Everyone is tuning in.
Yeah.
Europe is tuning into our show tonight.
Yeah. I think everybody's just going to go to sleep and wake up, and I think everybody thinks that Clinton will win.
Wow, that is, you heard it here first.
I don't think Bill Clinton is running.
He's too old. They won't let him.
Oh, no.
I think yeah. he already got two, so he can't get any more.
Oh, he was already president. That's right. He's, yeah, but he's also he's too old twice. Anyway, so even if he wasn't president, he can't do it.
I don't think so there's an upper age limit.
No, there is an upper age limit.
I think what would be cool would be if Fleetwood Mac got back together and played Mrs. Clinton's. inaugural
the limit,
ball.
What if you're happens? Old enough to be another president's dad, you can't run for president.
Whoa,
and Clinton,
who's that?
Kennedy, he could be Kennedy's
what about,
dad.
I'm sorry. What about John Adams and John Adams Jr.?
What
well, that
about,
was a special exception that they
Slick
made. The Electoral
Willie
College.
Play saxophone with Fleetwood Mac.
If who?
Slick Willie.
Wait, Fleetwood Mac can't run for president. That's not a person. That's a band.
No, actually, Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks can run
get
for president.
Get with me here.
Do you...
Slick Willie and Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, that would work.
Is Slick Willie the VP? Because I would vote for Fleetwood Mac.
He's the first man of the love.
Don't stop, Dr. Zillman. Don't stop.
I don't get
don't
it.
Stop now. No, Slick Willie, of course, Bubba. You know, that's who we're talking about.
He's too old.
He's not too old.
He's not too old to play saxophone with Fleetwood Mac.
That's true.
That's
if that's what you're saying, then I guess
true.
I agree with you.
Definitely not.
Well, we're building bridges.
Great,
so that's
and
good.
And this is the way the rest of the world feels. Foreign correspondent Sheree Burnett, is that true?
That Fleetwood Mac should run for president?
Well, as long as Slick Willie's playing.
Yeah,
with
as
him,
long as
can.
He's playing sax, then yeah, that's what we're getting at.
Is this true? Is this how they feel in the rest of the world?
It could be like collective unconscious, not out yet.
Yeah,
possible.
It's very, very zeitgeisty.
Anything
yeah.
could happen at this point.
I agree with
my friend in Eastern Europe who made my second identity says that they want Fleetwood Mac to run with Slick Willie.
Okay,
does he need technical assistance
Wait, are you
in
playing
there?
A cut is from... Like, is this Tusk? This is a really good choice.
Actually, there's enough mics, I think, JPJ.
Am I going to talk into a mic?
Well...
Fuck you guys!
Don't tread on me.
Yeah, that's a spirit.
Don't tread on me.
Don't tread on him.
I'm doing my own show now! I've gone rogue!
He's gone rogue. He's a maverick. He's a freaking maverick over here. Like, he's from the state... Like, he's the senator from the state of Alaska.
I refuse to be part of this show, but I will... still be here.
I think we're going to...
But I'm not part of the show.
I think we're going to take a moment to reminisce and remember all of the weird folks who have ever tried to run for a political office. I'm thinking along the lines of Sonny Bono and Hunter Thompson and Sarah Palin.
Why are you saying so many now before we do the bit?
Because we're not going to do the bit anymore. I've called the audible.
Yeah, that was it.
That was
we did the bit.
Well, you didn't say the Noid.
Well, the Noid.
I'm so upset that you ruined that one because that was the bad that in my back pocket. It was
you
so good.
It.
Hey,
you both ruined it.
This show, much like Election Night in America, may not go 100% smoothly.
It's getting contentious.
But no matter the outcome, you will have had fun if you participated. Let's take a little break. We're going to reset, get some more water in the hot tub. It seems like there's about 6 inches less water.
It might be too hot also.
No, it's not too hot.
No, it's
not too hot. Turn up the heat.
You can do it.
Don't worry. Everyone at home, you're still listening to Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. Tonight,
we got a couple more inches in the hot tub now.
We are hot tub deep in some electric.
We're not quite deep yet, but we're not like, it was down to my waist at one point. It was mostly debris in here.
Yeah, we got the water boy.
Yeah, we got the water boy coming in here.
Got the water.
Thank you, water boy.
Got the water boy.
Genitals are once again hidden by the bubbles. Yeah, so we're where we need to be.
Thank God.
All that strong political talk towards the end of the first segment really put us in a situation where we needed water to rise up above our lower midsection.
Yeah. Sin areas.
But here
there are
we are.
Bubbles coming out of my belly button.
We're in the war room. We're sitting in the hot tub. It was Benjamin Harrison's idea to put a hot tub in the war room, and I commend him.
Thank you. I commend myself.
As you should.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know.
Dr. Michael Zogan has gone rogue. That is correct. He has gone rogue. Affirmed. Confirmed.
That's right.
Yeah. He refuses to put a microphone in front of his face. We have an extra microphone in the room.
But I won't leave, and I won't stop talking.
No, he sure won't, kids. And this is a vital lesson on Election Night in America.
What lesson is that?
Well, I think what every good American should do is draw their own lesson from whatever Michael Zoman has decided to be his stance.
On
microphones or no microphones. His platform is unique to his individual expression. And as an American, I champion that.
How many times did everyone vote today?
I voted once.
Okay.
How many times did you vote?
Stephanie, would you hold up a hand and signal how many times?
Wrong.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
So I'm guessing you didn't vote.
Wrong.
So does Stephanie Martinez, hold on. Everyone listening at home, Stephanie Martinez didn't vote because she doesn't care.
Wrong.
I voted.
Next voting is wrong.
Yeah, I do too.
I voted about a dozen and a half times, give or take two or three, because I'm not sure if the last two went through.
So through the odds of probability,
mm-hmm.
laws of odds,
mm-hmm.
laws of probability,
yeah,
what happened?
Well, I just think
did you vote for one person more than the other?
Well, yeah, one person. Yeah, of course. yes. I just think that, you know, just to do the bare minimum, it's like, all right, you know, I went out and got my sticker, but what's it really? What are you really doing?
Sticker's nice.
Okay,
right?
I got seven stickers before they got wise to me. And you know what? I didn't wear them because it's not about that. So I voted about a dozen and a half times. I'm not going to say which candidate I voted for more than the other because that's my personal. The Second Amendment says I don't have to do that. And that's personal information. Maybe. I don't know.
Come on. Who'd you vote for?
I voted for a lot of people. I wrote in Luke Skywalker at one point. I wrote in Yoda twice.
Yoga.
I also wrote in yoga because I think that if more people did yoga, we'd be a lot more centered as a nation. Just, I don't
know. Line your chakra.
Yeah,
exactly. We did an episode on this. Go into the archive located at heritageradionetwork.punk.
Yeah.
And you can find.
It's called the chakra episode.
It's called the chakra episode. And we lined them all up. And that's how we've been living ever since. Carry on, Brendan.
Imagine if yoga were president. I think we'd be a lot more relaxed. We wouldn't have people yelling at each other.
I think I wouldn't have to be. Whoa, that's a disembodied voice.
Wasn't me.
No, we know.
Are you sure?
That voice is very embodied. I know the body that voice is coming out of. It's next to me in the
I don't know if I
get rigged.
I don't know.
I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. I have to be honest.
Well, you know, as long as people are able to exercise their right to vote a dozen and a half times, I don't think it's going to be rigged because it means things are functioning.
I have to step in
as intended.
I have to step in. There's no honesty on this show. If anybody's going to be honest, they can go out the same way they came in.
To
some
hell.
Honesty on this show.
Wait, am I right?
If you are being honest, there is honesty.
But what if I'm being dishonest about the honesty?
I can't quite hear him.
No, fuck that.
Nah, not tonight, my friend. Tonight we ride. It's election night in America. Tonight we ride. Foreign correspondent, Sheree Burnett, what is the foreign political climate like? 72 degrees? 65 degrees?
How hot is it out there?
Or 41 degrees? And that's Celsius, by the way.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's real hot, Eric. Very hot out there.
It's probably more like a 71 degrees Celsius, because that is absolutely steaming, is it not?
It's not.
I thought 71 was 71 like degrees the Celsius sweet spot. Is
like, no, I think that's like 170 degrees.
It's like 170 really? Degrees.
You definitely don't want your hot tub to be 71 degrees.
I like my hot tub a nice, like, 68 degrees.
Like a 100.
100 like 71 degrees Celsius is 159.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. What about 41 degrees Celsius?
Wrong. Proved over and over
41
again.
41
add- wrong.
Is 105.8. That's about how hot it is at Gainesville right now.
Rock.
Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
Wrong.
It's wrong, dude.
Absolutely.
Wrong.
Okay, well, absolutely all right. Well, I, okay, hold on. 41 degrees Celsius is... Oh, I'm sorry. I was using the wrong conversion metric. It says here now on my phone, 41 degrees Celsius is just perfect 0.00 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wrong.
Nice. That is
no, that's right.
Proved
I think that's right. I think that this conversation is rigged.
Don't say... You can't say that that's wrong, because it's right. It feels right.
Dr. Zoman has fished his... iPhone 7 out of the slurry that
actually,
we're sitting in.
It looks
in.
More like an 8.
It's an iPhone 2.
Oh, cool.
It bears a
Does
striking
it still work?
Resemblance to the 8.
It seems like a lot of water coming out
jets,
of it right now.
The jets are starting.
I don't know. I'm
gonna sit back and relax.
All right, well, you know, feel free to take that.
And relax.
I tried, but they hung up.
Okay.
Was it you?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That was me. It looks like, yeah. Yeah, that was me. I'm sorry. I was trying to get you back on mic, honestly, and I think that failed.
He won't do it. Right. He won't do it.
You want to hear what I have to say? Whoa. You're not going to like it.
Yes, whoa. Yes, I do.
You're not
going to
like it.
No, I'm not, and I want to
no,
hear
you're
it.
You're not.
Let's go.
Whoa, ask me anything.
Hey, I want to ask
you this.
This
just in, AMA with Dr. Michael Zoman.
I want to ask
Wait, no,
you
for, if it's an AMA, you have to prove to the world that you are who you say you are first.
Okay.
Send us a selfie.
I am me.
Yeah?
That's it.
Can we see some credentials?
Take it or leave it, you shitbags.
You can't really argue with that.
Sounds like we have a war hawk in here.
Yeah.
I have one question
like
for Dr. Michael
Zoman. More like a war hog,
yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I would like you to name the nomination from the Democratic Party in 1972 who lost to the nomination from the creep committee to re-elect the president. Remember that?
Oh, right. Creep. Yeah.
The creep Republican candidate, 1972. Who was the Democratic candidate that lost to Richard Milhouse Nixon?
Wanton P. Jeffers.
I thought it was Michelle Bukakis.
Easy.
No? Really? Wait. 1972, right? Michelle Bukakis.
72.
No?
That's right.
Because Wanton Pete was 69.
Wanton Pete Jeffers.
That was 69. And he wasn't a Democrat. He was a Whig.
Actually.
You're wearing a wig.
He's right.
I am wearing a wig. I'm so glad you noticed.
Hey, you're wearing a hat and a wig.
Finally. I was worried that no one was going to comment on that. It keeps the moisture in because you sweat. You know that you lose 90% of moisture through your scalp sweat in the hot tub?
That's true.
Not me. It's all through the feet and balls.
Yeah, well, I have a wig.
Hell yeah, brother.
Well, that's not the only wig I'm wearing on my head, am I right?
Hey, this is Election Night in America.
Those were bad jokes. I'm sorry for those.
That was some real comedy style comedy there.
That was not good style comedy.
Wrong.
You're right. You're both right. You're both right.
Wrong.
This is something they can both agree on, finally.
You wanted me to talk into this stupid microphone.
No, it's good. We're good. I'm glad you're back. And thank you for noticing my wig.
That is absolutely wrong.
Actually, so this is one of the wigs I wore today when I voted multiple times.
This one's a wig.
Because my strategy was just changing wigs, and I get to the front of the line and come out the booth, and then just change wigs on the fly, and then go back and point at a different name, and they say, "Okay, you're obviously a different person."
Well,
they
you
let
know
me
what
in
I did. You know what I did.
Yeah, what was your strategy?
I started a coalition to get people vote multiple
Form
times.
Form a coalition. Yeah.
That's
more above board.
If you ever want to get anything done in this country, folks, I've done it over and over and over again.
Form coalitions.
Been doing coalitions since I was 15 years old.
It's the only way to get things done in this country.
On the dusty streets of Northwest
Indiana.
I'm looking
for a digital Zacket.
Well, I got. You need to adjust your flutter.
You want to
flutter?
Is your flutter? You want to work for my company?
Wait, does that
business?
What do you require?
Very elegant man. A very extravagant man.
All the money in the world. We digress. If
yeah,
you
we're
get that
sidetracked under
if
these
you
tandy.
Get if you get that last exchange, please call in to 1-800 HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Punk. And
I agree, Eric. If you got yeah. that, and you're
if you got you that, please actually do call us in.
Yeah, call down to the station.
Yeah,
we're looking at a blank stare from the studio audience right now.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of comprehension in the crowd tonight. There's also a lot of big steam curtain in between us and them, so it's hard to make out individual faces.
The central office thinks that we're just three dorks on a Davenport down here, but we have a lot more brain power.
I think
than
we
that.
Have a lot more to offer the world than that.
And I think what tonight we're doing
that is absolutely
wrong.
You know what?
Over and over again.
Wrong.
You can't prove that.
Whoever these disembodied voices are, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to show you how wrong you are.
Yeah.
You don't even know right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know right.
That
if you
is
tried
absolutely
to turn left,
proved
you
over
would
and
know
over
it.
Again.
I'm going to beat the holy fucking hell out of these people.
Yeah,
and actually,
fuck you.
The muscle in the group, Dr. Michael Zoman, is...
let's all get hot and bothered.
I got something that'll equalize young punks like them.
Yeah, I do, too.
Is it that Tandy Digital Zacket you were talking about earlier?
No.
Come on down. It's a fucking gun.
I was thinking more of what is it loaded with? Apathy? Because that would be sick.
Ennui.
Yeah.
No,
ennui
it's called...
Anime.
Nihilism.
It's called 45 millimeters of hot lead.
Who are you, Charles Bronson and Mr. Majestic? What's going on? That is not the movie pick of the week.
We are going off the rails, aren't we?
The movie pick of the week is 10 to midnight.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, because they announced the winner at 10 to at midnight.
No,
because
that naked
the Electoral College takes their the Electoral College takes their ceremonial skin masks off and they show their faces before the world and they say the name. They scream the name of our new leader into the night and then they all simultaneously slit their throats together. And
is
then
that
the
before or
the
after
election
the
is complete.
That's after. Yeah, of course.
You got to get your goo out.
Well, then it's before the blood orgy.
It's been done. It's been done.
The blood orgy.
Look it up.
That's from Blade. That's fiction. This is real stuff I'm talking about. So, I don't know. Let's keep our eyes on that Electoral College when they come out of their chamber. Yeah.
This just in. If you like plants.
Wait, is this breaking news?
Yeah, this is breaking news.
Is this breaking news?
JPJ, breaking news.
We haven't had any breaking news tonight, which is crazy.
Coming over the Mojo wire.
Uh-huh.
This just in.
Breaking news.
Okay, hold on.
That's the only sound we get in the hot tub. Oh, wait, there we go. Breaking news. This just in.
I'm faster than the ads. Sorry. Yeah.
If you like plants, you will know who to vote for.
I do like plants.
Great, you know who to vote for.
Donald Trump.
That is absolutely
like the tree
Trump. Over and over again.
Ronald Trump.
Hillary Chlorophyll.
Wrong.
That is absolutely
wrong.
Proved over and over
Gary
again.
Gary Mitochondria Johnson.
Jill Stamen.
Gary Cactus.
Succulent.
Jill Stamen. Donald Turnip.
Ron Palm Tree Paul.
I call him Ron Palm Tree.
That's great stuff.
It's really,
really great
comedy.
Hey, if you're listening or you're watching tonight, I want you to remember this. So it's 11-8-16. And you have voted. You have said what you wanted to say
16 times.
What you said was that Roberta's Radio was the greatest show on HeritageRadioNetwork.punk.
The polls
that is
are
ever,
in.
Polls
the
are
polls
in.
Polls
That's
are
what
in.
This was about the whole time.
The polls are
fuck
in.
Fuck the election. Fuck the president, whoever it is. HeritageRadio.punk.
HeritageRadio.punk.
The people have spoken.
Radio.
This is
the
it.
Best
we did it.
We're going to drop the mic. We're going to drop the mic right now.
Rock.
We're going to go celebrate our victory.
Yeah. We will never. Yeah. We're going to
we will never accept defeat.
To everyone who didn't vote for us, fuck you. To everyone who did vote for us, fuck you.
If you voted for us, come on down here and get what you got deserved.
Yeah, we're here. We're going
to
be waiting for you at the finish.
I will fuck you up.
And if you didn't vote for us, stay at home. We never liked you anyways. This is Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network. Punk. You know who I voted for? I didn't vote for anybody.
Tell me who you voted for. I'm going to vote for the opposite.
I didn't vote for anybody. I vote for the opposite of no one.
Anyone?
And that's where we have a problem with our modern society.
See you later. Hell, dickheads.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.